Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today, I've got some more entitled parent stories for you. I do just quickly want to say before we get into the content, thank you all so much for those of you that have gone and listened to my podcast, my videos in audio form on all the different platforms I told you about yesterday. The general feedback and the number of downloads has been absolutely insane. So thank you guys so much for listening, your reviews, your ratings. Thank you so, so much. I'll be posting new stuff there every single day. So yeah, go and follow me on whatever platform you want. Links are down below. And also, if you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, go and watch yesterday's video, link behind the I button right now. That will explain everything. With that all being said, let's get into the first story of today's video. Too old to enjoy video games? This makes me a pervert, I guess. So I recently went to Walmart. Now, I don't generally go to Walmart because I don't like the atmosphere, but I've been stuck at home for a while and I needed some social interaction. And I wanted to grab some stuff to work on the outside area, just some plants and soil and whatnot. While walking through Walmart, I decided I would look at the video game section. I was looking at the Nintendo section when I noticed that they had one new Nintendo 2DS XL left. Not only is this the last one, it's the last Nintendo console they have. I was blown away. Recently, I'd been doing some DoorDash to earn some extra cash, so I decided to splurge. I grabbed a person and was asking about honoring the GameStop price. Walmart still offers the price match guarantee, and GameStop had theirs $50 cheaper. The person agrees and says he needs to go find someone with keys to open the case. I stand there waiting and flipping through Reddit for about 10 minutes or so when a woman, the entitled parent, her son, brat, and a Walmart associate comes up. I look up, nod my head, and look back at my phone. But out of the blue, I hear the kid shout, "That one right there!" The shouting had startled me, so I looked up to see the Walmart associate getting ready to unlock the case. I then stop him and say, "Excuse me, I've been here for about 10 minutes waiting for someone to unlock the case to grab that item." Keep in mind that the only item in the case is the Nintendo DS. The entitled mum says, "Well, sorry, but we beat you to it. Better luck next time. Maybe you should grow up instead of wasting your time on stuff made for kids?" I kid you not, those were her words. No exaggeration. I was immediately furious, and it takes a lot to push me over the edge. How could you talk to a total stranger like that? I wasn't rude in the slightest. I just mentioned I'd been waiting for someone already. Oh wait, now I understand. Am I really such a jerk that I'm going to deprive a kid, maybe 10 years old, of the only DS they have? Well, yes, merely because I've been waiting and she was rude about it. Yeah, seems fair enough to me. You were there first. Mom, that was uncalled for. There is no need to be rude. I've been waiting for a Walmart associate for almost 15 minutes to get this item. And unless you've been waiting longer, I'm going to stand firm that I have the right to it. Oh, that is total BS. I've been here for almost an hour and I've been waiting for the associate for almost that whole time to unlock the case. Now, the Walmart associate is secretly my hero, and he then says, "Wait, you just came up to me a few minutes ago. If this guy has been waiting longer, it's his discretion on what he wants to do."
"I'd asked someone before you, duh."
Not a joke, she actually said duh.
"Where is the manager? This is ridiculous. I'm not going to tell my son, who has wanted this for over a year, that he can't get one because some pervert wants to play with kids' toys."
I would like to reiterate that few will believe this, but this story is true, and there is very little to no exaggeration at all. This woman really was this crazy.
"Mom, tell him to get it! Tell him to get it!"
At this point, the kid keeps chanting this because the Walmart associate has stopped until the manager arrives.
"Wow, you're really gonna make a child cry over your selfishness. You really are a piece of work, you know that? Do you know how sad it is to let a child cry because you literally are taking the toy right out of his hand?"
"Mom, please calm down. There is no need to be nasty. The manager will come and we will see who inquired first."
This whole time, I kept completely quiet. Now, another Walmart associate, who is the first one I'd asked to open the case, comes up. We'll call him Walmart Associate 2.
"I'm sorry that that took so long? I couldn't find a key. Is there a problem? At this point, the two Walmart associates are discussing the situation. I am texting the insanity of this to my wife, and the kid is crying really loudly. Finally, the manager arrives. The manager goes and talks to the associates for a few minutes, and the entitled mum answers her phone.
I know I'm taking too long. Some pervert is trying to take the last toy, and the moron at Walmart is actually trying to let a grown man take a toy away from a kid.
I know, what a joke. It's okay, the manager is here. The manager then signals for me to walk over away from the kid and mother. So, based on what I know of the situation, you were here first. Now, that means it's up to you what you want to do. I understand this lady has been very rude, but I just wanted to talk with you for a second. I'm keen to keep things calm over here, so what I can do for you is give you the original discount plus $20 additional off when the next round comes in if you are okay with waiting.
Well, I admit I'm not stoked about it, but I do appreciate your help.
Thank you. This entire time, the entitled mum went off with the Walmart associate, claiming that this was by far the most insane thing she had ever seen. She then says that Walmart is supporting perverts like me, and then calls the news, informing them that they let a pervert buy all the kids' toys right in front of the kids' eyes. Okay, this gentleman has decided to wait for them to come back in stock if you want to take this one. The entitled parent then says this. Now, this is for real.
Are you kidding me? This butthole kept me here for over 20 minutes.
It was more like 10 tops.
Just to finally agree to let my son have it, F him.
The manager says, I spoke with him and we came to an agreement on terms that work best for everyone involved.
What? He was the person who caused all this BS and you offer him free stuff? That's BS. I was the one that was subject to sitting here while he played this stupid game. What are you going to do for me for my time and letting this make my son so upset?
Mom, you are getting the item. I'm sorry this took a second, but I had to get all the information.
That doesn't answer my question. You're letting this loser get all kinds of discounts for literally being a creep and a butthole and making my son cry. But I get nothing but what I deserve in the first place? God, this is insane. A Walmart corporate will be hearing about this.
At this point, I walked away and chuckled to myself. A week later, I got the call that they had another one in and went to pick it up. Wow, just wow. Honestly, dude, with her acting like that in that situation, I would have been tempted just to say to the manager, you know, actually, I've had a change of heart. You know what? Give me that Nintendo. I don't want this entitled parent getting it. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a nice thing that you did, and you did get your Nintendo for a little bit cheaper the next week, but still, I reckon, you know what, you should have just said, you know what, F this person, give me the Nintendo, I'm out of here. It was mine in the first place, I was here earlier, and you just don't deserve it, I'm sorry. And also, the notion that video games are for kids is just, it's just wrong. Come on, like, it's 2020 now, everyone plays video games. It certainly doesn't make you a pervert if you want a Nintendo DS. Everyone has a Nintendo DS now. I mean, people have been going crazy over Animal Crossing. I mean, I don't have a Nintendo DS, but a lot of people do. It's not weird, it's normal, especially in lockdown. Come on, it's something to do, it's something to take your mind off everything and keep you from boredom, along with watching my videos, of course, which I hope you're all doing. Well, you are, you're on this video. I need to shut up right now, let's move on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now for our second story. I don't care. Buy my kid COD points and a skin. For some context, I'm a teen and I was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019 Team Deathmatch. So I was playing TDM with a kid when he said, "Dude, you have the Modern Warfare 2 Ghost skin." "Oh, yeah." "Dude, give me the skin." "I can't give skins in this game."
"Well, buy me the pack then."
"Heck no." Then a random kid in the lobby said, "Hey kid, if you want the pack, tell your mum, maybe she'll buy it." Then there was some silence and the match ends. Moving on to the next day, the kid sent me a friend request, so I accepted it. Ah, that was a mistake. He then invited me to a PS4 party.
"Hey, dude, listen, I'm sorry for what happened yesterday."
I could hear in the background his entitled parent.
"Give me the freaking microphone. Hello?"
"Hello, miss. Are you the kid's mum?"
"Yes, and I want you to buy that thing for my little boy."
I could hear the kid in the background.
"Don't do it. it. You're embarrassing me.
Why should I buy it? I mean, you can buy it yourself. You're his mum, right?
Don't tell me what to do, you little F.
I was officially annoyed then. If you don't want to buy it, it's your problem. The game then put us into a team deathmatch.
Excuse me?
Hey, kid, if you're able to hear me, go to the in-game voice chat. Hello? But the entitled parent responded,
Hi, buy my kid COD points.
This caught almost everyone off guard. Four of my teammates started to laugh as I did. Mom, I don't have a credit card or money.
I don't care, I'll ban your account if you don't.
I realized at this point that maybe the kid was even more mature than his mother. My teammates started to laugh harder. One of my teammates, though, wasn't laughing, but he was listening. Let's call him a nice guy.
Mom, he's a kid. Leave him alone. He was about 26 years old, and his voice was low as F.
The entitled parent didn't react. It cost her about 30 seconds, but then she started talking poop again. Hey, nice guy, you don't have to do this. Let me deal with her. We went to the party chat.
Come on, buy it.
Listen, will you shut the F up?
What did you say?
At that point, I realized I was recording, maybe getting some highlights or clips or something. Mom, this is being recorded. Do you want to keep talking rubbish? I wouldn't ever upload it anywhere, but still, I just wanted to let her know. But the mum just kept talking crap, so I said, You know what? You will shut the F up. Buy the pack yourself with your money and get the F out of here.
What?
I left the party without letting her talk. After a few weeks, I played again with the kid. I never heard about his mum again. The kid said,
I'm really sorry. I noticed he was about to cry.
Look, no worries. It's not your fault. Anyways, he was a nice boy. We kept playing together after that.
Alright, there is one thing and one thing only I want off the back of reading this post. I want to hear that recording. You know what, guys? Let's get a hashtag trending or something. Hashtag release the recording. Just get it trending. Maybe we could do it. I want to hear this. If this guy ever updates this story, I need to hear that recording. That would be unbelievable.
You know what, guys? Go and tweet it and tag me in your tweet. At RedditorYT. My Twitter is on screen right now. I'll retweet it. Hashtag release the recording. We all want to hear it. Come on, give us what we want.
Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. I really want to hear that recording, man. If you do want more content, videos are up on screen right now. It might be a playlist, actually, with all my entitled parents' videos. I don't know. I'll have to check in post, see what I do. If you are not already, please make sure you are subscribed to my channel. We're closing in now on 500,000. We're only about 50,000 away, growing insanely quickly. Thank you so much, guys. With that all being said, I will see you tomorrow for a brand new upload. Same time, same place on my channel.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.